With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up, guys?
What's up? Is that glorious handball jersey you're wearing?
Thank you.
Boy, you were describing the Hungarian handball jersey, and I didn't fully appreciate the true glory of that thing until just now.
You guys see that on YouTube?
Boy, that is
see that on TV?
Stellar.
What's up now?
Yeah.
So we were talking about jerseys the other day here on the program.
Because the Schnitzel Wolf over there is, he is.
He switched it up today. He's Blazers.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
He's PDX carpet blazer guy.
Yeah,
now.
Teal.
Now,
that's
great. Is that brand new or is that from the last time?
Oh, this is from the last time around. My wife and I loaded up on all that gear and are very happy that it's back. Yeah. So, yay.
Schultz's got like...
What's back?
Well, you're so up on the NBA.
Yeah.
They released all the city jerseys and the Blazers are going back to the PDX carpet. Jerseys.
Yeah, they had those like 3 years ago, and it was like such a divisive style. Some people loved it, most people hated it.
Yeah,
I feel like,
but Dirt was. I thought Dirt was going to have a hissy fit over it. Like he feels very passionate about it.
Why can you be that, or how can you be that passionate about something so, menial? I don't know. Who cares? Like
things just get to you. You're asking the right person here, and things just.
Yeah, you are that type of person where. Things you can't control and things that shouldn't matter, you just get absolutely outraged by, and I don't understand that. You know, that's going to cause you a heart attack, Schultzy. Yeah. You got to calm down, babes. Control the controllables.
Hey, I got therapy tonight at 8. And,
hey, there you
I'm
go.
I'm sure that
Tell
will be coming
that.
Up. I will. Yeah. I will, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the carpet in general is kind of polarizing. Like, there's people in Portland that, for me, I like the carpet. Like, my golf head covers and my putter cover are PDX carpet.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up. Like, I will always think of that when I think of Portland. I'll think of that carpet. Now, it kind of sucks now that it's changed. We don't have it. But that's part of my childhood. But if you're a little bit younger, you probably are like, why the hell is the carpet a thing? And then you get into it's not the team colors.
I don't even know why it's a thing.
Was it just that?
Yeah.
It was so unique.
But it was just that people would take pictures of it. With like their feetsies.
Well,
once
that became a thing. But I just remember like growing up. So I split time between here and Anchorage. That was, I would spend all my summers and some holidays in Anchorage, and I would come home and do the school year here. And I just, if you're from here, especially if you were someone that would travel a bunch as I did, the carpet meant you were home. This was home. And so every time I saw that carpet, I was home. You flew home from college. How did you know you were home? You saw the carpet. There's just certain kind of landmarks, whether that's the stag sign or whatever it is.
Yeah.
For me, when I was driving, it's coming through the Dalles. Anytime I would see that coming through the gorge, that was the end because it was about a 15-hour drive to Utah. So if I was driving home and I got there, my drive was over. That was like, I'm home. And so we all have those things. And for whatever reason, I felt this way before the carpet became an iconic thing. That just meant I was home. And I think that happened to enough people that the carpet became ingrained. But if you didn't have that or you're a little bit younger and you know, the carpet to you is probably something extremely stupid. I am very fond of it. That just, that will always be a thing.
And
for
yet
me.
They tried to take it away for some reason.
Well, I think when they did it, they didn't make it anymore. And I think the idea of having to build a custom, like, that was my understanding that when they redid the airport, one, I don't think they appreciated how sentimental people were, and that carpet ceased to exist. And I think making that much specialty carpet is really expensive.
But they did it, though. Didn't they bring back?
No, they brought back a bastardized version.
Yeah, they, like, it was like a 2.0. Different. They had the same colors, but a slightly different design. It just wasn't the
same. I know
same.
A lot of it's different in there now, but I just thought there were some areas where they put the old carpet
I think they did.
In.
I think they put a little spot where you can, like, take photos.
That's right. I think that's right. Yes. Yeah, the new build, they did, like, a square of the old carpet, and you can go get your feetsies taken.
I remember for years after, my wife and I were, like, it was like a big old discount furniture store. We saw rugs that were made from some of the leftover carpet. Yes. I think they got rid of it and sold it in different pieces.
If I could buy an actual rug,
I'd buy that.
An 8x10 airport rug.
That'd be sweet.
I would 100% buy that and have it in my house. But I'm sentimental like that. I'd
make little car mats out of them.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
That's what I'd do. It's cute.
Like
Isn't
I said,
that cute?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Whenever I go play golf, someone always comments, and they're like, oh my God, where did you get those? Par West, by the way. Shout out to those guys. That's where I got my... But it's a cool thing if you're from the area.
So anyway, we were talking about jerseys, and I reported to the people... Well, because we were talking about Schulte, and he has like a million. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I do like those. I think the Portland carpet, or the PDX carpet Blazers look, I think that's a good look.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. The shorts on.
What?
I have the shorts on, too.
Schulte is ready. Well, they played tonight, and Schulte's ready to slap the floor.
I didn't check your lower half.
If they need him to go.
You should, baby.
I know.
Now, they're not at home, so you may need...
I don't think you can see it.
He may need to get on an airplane stat.
So anyway, we were talking about jerseys, and I think I reported that I own two jerseys, a Padres jersey
from San
Diego.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
And my kid got me that. He went down to San Diego for the All-Star game, brought that back, and then this... And this is the Hungarian team handball jersey. Now, there is some confusion. Now, a buddy of mine used to live in Hungary, and he got me this.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other guys that have them, too, here, when he came home. And there's some confusion as to whether this is the national team jersey or if this is a local team jersey.
That seems to me like a local team jersey.
Yeah, so he initially said it was, because I text him, because everybody's freaking out about it here at Odyssey. I'm the talk of Odyssey today.
Yes.
Finally, it's about time.
Yes.
25 years later, it's about time. And so I text him, I said, hey, I'm wearing your jersey today, bruh. And, you know, is this the national team jersey? He's like, you know, I think that's from a city, he used to live in a city in Hungary called Szeged.
Yeah.
And he thinks that it is the Szeged.
Yeah.
City
that
team
would,
jersey.
Now, that would make more sense, because while I am not familiar with the world of handball...
But he doesn't know.
European soccer, rugby for me more, and like European hockey, the national teams are not usually outfitted like that. That is a... the national team usually has maybe one sponsor on it, and that is the sponsor. That is a local club team. And that's why you get the all
Szeged,
the different yeah that's all the different
this,
stuff.
You know what this is called? Drip.
That is drip. Well, it's fantastic, and that no one knows what it is is even better. It's a phenomenal thing.
Yeah, I do have one hater in the building. I will call them out.
Someone's being all pissy and moany.
Well, I don't know about pissy and moany, but Dusty Hera seemed to not like my jersey.
Really?
Yeah, he's a hater.
I don't like that.
Haters
gonna hate, man.
But I think he's just jealous.
Show more love. Well, if he had a Hungarian soccer jersey. See, now I'm like...
Whoa, handball.
Handball, excuse
team
me.
Handball.
Team handball.
This is not soccer.
I prefer...
I would never wear a soccer jersey. And that's not because I hate soccer. I like soccer.
No.
I just have no real affinity for
but you have
a team.
But you have affinity for handball?
Well, no, I have affinity for my buddies, one of my best friends in the world.
Yes.
He lived there for years. It means a lot to him. And I saw it today. I you know how you look at... You scan your closet. You're like, what am I going to wear today? And standing there all naked, dripping wet. I'm like, what am I going to wear?
I'm aroused.
Is that a good visual?
It is.
No.
Like,
oh, no? Well, I had a towel on and then I dropped
it. Oh, wow. Now it's a great visual. Thank you.
Just beefcake, just chest hair glistening.
That's right.
Yeah.
So then I looked in there and it just popped out of me. It jumped out.
Yeah.
And I haven't worn it for years. And I mean years.
Never seen it.
And so I was like, you know what? We were talking about that on the show the other day. And it's nice out today. It's like 55 degrees. Yeah, it's a short sleeve. So I'm like, all right, let's go. And so here I am. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I prefer the off the beaten path jersey as opposed to you know, a Mets jersey or a Blazer jersey, whatever.
Yeah, that's
it is.
Right.
It's fun to kind of go.
Because people ask.
Yeah.
And then it starts a conversation.
Exactly.
And before you know it, you're in love. Mm-hmm. And you're moving to Hungary for a woman.
Is that why you moved to Hungary?
No. Oh. No, he had Hungarian roots. Oh. He did meet a woman over there, but they have since parted ways. He's with an American woman now.
It's tough in Hungarian love, man.
Well, you know what he said? Hungarian women, he said they were great, but also, you know, it's like, dude, it's Eastern Europe.
Sure.
And they're not that far removed from... So there is a lot... Like, dude, it's nuts, man. I remember the stories he used to tell about some of the... You know, just the kind of the way women were over there and... It's like, it's not like here, bro. Not like here. You know?
That can be a little...
You know?
Europe is it's a mixed bag when you're over there. You never know when someone starts bringing up a certain war and you're like, wait,
now,
is
Budapest
this,
is a little
is
different.
Good or bad?
He lived in Budapest for a while. He said that was a little different, a little bit more metropolitan. But this Szeged?
Yeah.
Like, he immersed himself in a, family's winery outside of Szeged. Mm-hmm. Like he knew no Hungarian.
Yeah.
He just was like, they didn't speak any English. Yeah. So he lived over there for months and he said, dude, one of the best experiences of his life, but it's different. You know, they get up in the morning and they drink palenka. You ever heard of palenka? You ever had palenka?
I have not had it, but I know of what you speak.
I mean, that's what you got to do in the morning. You got to take a shot.
Yeah. Well, I
and then you got to go till the land. And then you come home at night and drink wine and,
I have a buddy of mine who
it's a great life.
Well, this was the Mark Scholl party. He's married to a Russian woman, and she's very nice, and she has all of her Russian friends. And I've told the story before, but like you go over there for a party, and it's a lovely evening. When topics certainly come up, it can get really uncomfortable that they are from a different side of the world that have a very different opinion on a lot of things. And you're just sitting there like, and you really don't know what to.
It's a different culture, man.
It is a different culture. And that's the thing is you don't want to be a jerk and it's their house, but there is definitely a lot of that.
Different perspective.
I should probably just go over here now. Flags!
Yeah, what are you going to
add? Exactly.
Yeah! You're a dumb American.
Exactly. What am I going to, like, am I, I'm standing in someone else's home in front of their friends and I'm going to rip you apart for having ideas that are from a long, long time ago, or maybe not as progressive. Yeah, you just shut up and you drink some... I told you, you dumb bitch! You drink some vodka and you try to avoid Mark Scholl the best you can.
All right. Well, big show. Big show today. Got a lot of stuff here. I want to start with Maction talk.
We can talk about Mike Kent State, Golden Flashes?
No, worse.
I would just like to point out...
Way worse.
Kent State, 4 wins.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about UMass, if I could.
Oh, yeah. Now officially the worst team in college football?
Oh, they were all... Yes.
No. Sam Houston State on the SP Index. Yes.
I've looked it up. Sam Houston State was not in UMass territory. They were not. And I'll tell you why. As a matter of fact, I heard a power rating guy say that UMass is the worst power rated team he has ever rated in the history of his ratings.
I would like to point out that who did Kent State get their first win over?
Yeah, we all cashed in on that bet. Yes. This team sucks. However, tonight.
Oh boy.
Tonight, we are all Minutemen.
Do I need to place a bet right now?
Tonight, we are all Minutemen.
Dude, I'm...
And I'm going to tell you about this.
I will go to my Bet Online account right now. I've got $58 burning a hole in my pocket from the Kent State win. I'll load it up on UMass right now.
We'll be right back. 105.1 The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah, tonight, well, it's Wednesday, you know, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, not the best sports nights, but, you know, the NBA is going.
Blazers Pelicans doesn't do anything for you?
They're in New Orleans?
They're in New Orleans.
Blazers 8.5-point favorites right now?
Yeah, New Orleans 2-8 on the year.
Yeah, they suck, right?
Yeah, they're
Zion's out.
They are so bad.
Do they still have, let's see how many Pelicans I can name. I know Zion's there, but he's hurt.
He's hurt. He's always hurt.
Okay. CJ's gone, you said.
CJ's gone.
Ingram got traded.
Yes, he's gone.
Where's he? Where's Brandon Ingram?
He's in Toronto, is he not?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're our NBA expert.
I think, boy, it is sad that on this program, I indeed am the NBA guy. Yeah, he's in Toronto. He just got caught slamming a water bottle down and drilling someone in the face. Did you see that? Classy look.
No, yeah, I didn't even know where he played.
Yeah, he goes to the bench. He takes a bottle of water, slams it on the ground. It ricochets, drills a dude in the face, and Ingram just, he doesn't give two S's. That guy's a dip S.
All right. Well,
I only know Murphy's there, and I think Herb Jones
Murphy?
Is still there.
Who's Murphy?
Trey Murphy. The third?
Is he white?
Yes. And then
who else, you said?
Herb Jones, and outside of that, I don't know.
Wow.
I can give you three Pelicans, and that's it.
I'm going to need more out of you.
That's all we got. I think they drafted the, in the most New Orleans thing ever, who was the kind of the fat, petulant center out of Maryland? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Derek Queen.
Yeah, he's there.
He's there.
He's there,
too. Is he good?
I don't know, man. Again, you're talking about the little synopsis that, like, I look when Portland's getting ready to play somebody.
Looney plays there.
Looney.
Looney Tunes. Kayvon Looney.
Oh, okay.
He's there.
There you go.
I'm looking at their depth chart here. So, yeah.
Does he start then?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
It says he's a backup.
Okay.
He's a backup to Kayvon Looney.
All right.
Because, I mean, you can't crack that.
I'm just saying, man, I try to watch a piece of every Blazer game. You may not get me on this one tonight in New Orleans. I don't even know what time the game, but it.
Yeah, what time's the game?
Probably going on when we're.
Blazer boy?
Oh, 5 p.m.
5 p.m. Fine.
Okay. No.
Blazer boy. I was like, I don't answer to that usually.
Here's where your sports attention should be tonight, okay?
Okay, talk to me.
We have Maction.
Yeah.
And we had Maction last night, and we have Maction tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I would like to point you in the direction of Amherst, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. A small town, a college town.
Yeah.
The UMass Minutemen play football. They're known for basketball, but they do play football.
Yeah.
They are 0-9. They are the last remaining winless team, thanks to Oregon State.
Yes.
Losing to Stephen F. Austin, or whoever that was.
That was Sam Houston State.
Sam Houston State, yeah. UMass is 0-20, straight up, against the FBS since October of 2023.
Okay,
they beat Army in a game back then, and they have not beaten the FBS since. They are 0-20.
Okay.
UMass has had quite a history where they played football in the late 1800s, early 1900s, because, you know, football was big over there.
Sure.
Then.
Yeah. Up in the Northeast, it was not a blue collar sport. It was a hoity toity thing. So the UMasses of the world and the Harvards and all that, they were football schools.
But for some reason that I didn't look up, they quit playing football in 1906.
Okay.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Fast forward to 2012. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like over 100 years later, they bring back the program. Since bringing back the program, they have won 26 games and lost 131.
That does not seem like a great record.
They are 8-55 since 2019.
Where exactly are we going with this?
They lost to Kent State.
Yes.
42-6. Now, Kent State is the team that had the over-under win total of 1.5 this season.
That you made fun of me.
I did.
At the beginning of the year, but it won me $58.
You won money, but yes. That doesn't mean it was a good bet.
It was a great bet.
Their scoring defense, this is UMass.
Yeah.
Their scoring defense this year is 131st out of 136. Mm-hmm. Okay, they give up 38 points per game.
That is not good.
Their scoring offense is 136 out of 136.
Okay.
They are averaging 9.5 points per game. They do not hit double digits on average. Okay?
Yeah. I'm watching them play now, Kent State, I can assure you that they do not hit double digits.
You asked, where am I going with this?
Yes.
The number 135 offense right in front of them is Northern Illinois. Do you know who plays tonight in Maction?
Yes, I do, because I looked up just in case I needed to bet on this, because I have my big Kent State winnings. They play Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois is at UMass.
But Northern Illinois, like, is a real program, are they not?
Well, they're not very good. Like I said, they are 135th in offense. The only team worse than them, stunningly, is UMass.
Interesting.
They are 2-7. And tonight, I just want you all to know that we are all Minutemen. As they are 11-point underdogs,
yeah.
This is their chance to win a game.
Do I dare take my $58 winnings?
I think it's a terrible bet.
And put it on there. Which, I love terrible bets.
Well, then...
all right, let's do it.
Then I think you should bet on it.
I'm going to... I think I see what... So I get 11. I got to see what...
I think it's
I'm
11. Getting. Something like that.
On, let me go to my bet online. Now, I will tell you this. The only thing I know, and you're going to have to fact check me on this because I may not know it, but I believe I can name one UMass football player.
Really?
One. Not currently. Just one of all time.
Oh. Marcus Camby.
No, he's basketball. I do believe that Duval.
No way.
I think that donkey, Liam Cohen, was a quarterback at UMass.
You're kidding.
Now, this is why I'm going to need a double check.
Well, they haven't been, so they only came back in 2012.
I think he was a quarterback at UMass. When they were doing a little what have you, when that guy got hired and was doing his awkward press conference, I believe that there were highlights of him playing quarterback at UMass.
Yeah, UMass, 2004 to 2008. Hey. Wait, what is that? 2004 to 2008, their index shows that they didn't play football in 2004 to 2008. What is happening?
He was their quarterback. I couldn't
tell you. They didn't have a program.
I couldn't tell you one other player, but they were talking about Liam Cohen and being a quarterback at UMass.
So that their football index, you know, you go to Sports Reference, you know, they got the team year by year.
Sure.
It must be that they were lower level.
Yeah.
Between 1906 and 2012.
Has to be.
Because this shows that they joined the MAC in 2012. Then they left the MAC in 2016, became independent, and now they're back in the MAC in 2025.
By the way, I'll have you know.
Assorted history.
That, so where I bet, because I live in Washington, it's 9. It's not.
Oh, it's down to 9.
It's down to 9. I think there's a lot of momentum right now.
Yeah, people are betting UMass.
On our UMass. Now,
because of our segment here.
The first half spread, 5.5. Boy, you know what? I'm
5.5.
I'm doing this.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm just gonna take UMass and I'm gonna take the points. I thought about doing UMass in the money line, to be honest with you.
What's the money line number?
Plus 300,
dude. That's your number, right?
Done.
Dude, they got to win.
All right,
they got to win eventually.
Right. $58.
They're at home. They're fired up. It's Maction Wednesday night. Northern Illinois sucks.
All right, here's right here officially.
Let's go.
$58 to win $175.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
I love that.
Well, you know,
I actually hate that.
That's free money at this point.
That's right.
This is my Kent State winnings that I was thinking about. Like, well, I thought about the Sam Houston one, which, by the way, I'm kicking myself because we talked about it, about taking that winnings and putting it on Sam Houston to win a game, and I didn't do it. And then the next week, they beat Oregon State. So now I think it's only right that UMass is the one that granted me my $58, that we don't do any spreads or whatever. UMass wins tonight. 58 to win 170, actually 175 and 74 cents.
Well, I will not put my hard-earned dollars on it.
Come on!
However, I am pulling.
Click.
For UMass and you.
Well, the bet has been placed.
The era has become. I am in your corner. And yes.
Tonight we are all UMass Minutemen.
Apparently UMass did play in the FCS for all those years.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I guess they won a title.
Is there another player that anyone has ever heard of that played at UMass besides Duval?
Let's look.
Yeah, he's their best player. Is it Liam Cohen? Is he their best player of all time or just the only one I've heard of?
Hall of Fame. George Trigger Burke.
I love the fact that his name is George Trigger Burke.
Good old Trigger. God.
And yes, by the way, someone said, I bet Buck has 15 bets tonight. I feel like I need to text Buckley and tell him to get on him. And see if he'll get on this UMass bet with me.
Okay. Here we go. Todd Bankhead. He was a quarterback.
Todd Bankhead.
Do you remember him?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does.
But
Liam Cohen's on here. He is a UMass Hall of Famer.
Hell yeah, man.
Lou Bush, Clarence Brooks, Tony Chambers.
Lou Bush.
Frederick Fritz. All right, Lou Ellert. Bush. Bob Foote. Footy. Bob Footy. Foote.
I got nothing.
Harold the Kid Gore.
We need more nicknames. I think it begins and ends with Liam Cohen, doesn't it?
Greg Landry. I mean, I don't know. These are all old timey guys. Bubba Pena. Marcel Shipp.
No.
Is that name?
It's Liam Cohen.
Phil, yeah, no.
Who had hot UMass on their bingo card?
Milt.
No, the answer is Liam Cohen. And
Milt Morin.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not one guy I've heard of on
nope.
here.
Nope.
Not one.
No, ever.
Tony Barbie played basketball there, as did, you know, Camby.
In fact,
Dr. J was at UMass.
Dr. J was getting the hell out of town.
Yeah.
Was
Dr.
he really?
J was there. Yeah, they have a good basketball history.
Oh, I had no idea.
I
just know Marcus Camby.
Bitch.
Couldn't name one other UMass player from that team.
Listen.
Calipari and Marcus Camby. And they didn't go to the Final Four because those whims were vacated.
No, they were there. I saw them.
Nope. Didn't happen.
They were there.
Go look
I
it up.
I saw them.
Didn't happen.
Who did they lose to? Did they go to the final or did they lose
went to
in the
I thought they went to the semi. Final Four. I didn't think they went to the final.
Somebody nipped them. Who was it? Because they were awesome. They only lost like one game all year.
Let me look it up.
Well, anyway, we are all Minutemen tonight, and I wanted to, I just wanted to talk Maction.
Yeah. I like what you went
That's
with
really
that.
What I wanted to do. So there. We have the lines.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, it's only a matter of time for the Blazers trade for Anthony Davis. And when they do, we'll bust in.
Did you see, like, the pathetic attempt that the owner is trying to do?
No.
So he's
maybe.
Well, he's battling a calf, right? Here's my NBA.
The owner?
Yeah. The owner's got a little bit of a calf problem.
Handball, or what is it, pickleball?
Yeah.
Pickleball injury?
Pickleball injury. So we know that the strained calf has become the gateway to the blown Achilles, which is happening like every 4 seconds.
Well, you ain't kidding.
So he's got the strained calf, and apparently the owner is now saying that Anthony Davis will not play until the owner is satisfied through an independent like medical check that the calf is 100% healed. And it was like kind of like, what a weird thing that the owner needs to sign off on it. Well, supposedly now there's a report saying that they're going, the ownership and Anthony Davis are going to explore a possible trade. Maybe should there, you know, explore the idea of should there be a trade this season? And you can't have a trade if you blow out an Achilles. So, boy, this sure smells like, dude, just put yourself in bubble wrap and let's get you the hell out of here. And then you can go blow an Achilles somewhere else.
You know, the Achilles thing is interesting. I feel like every man my age fears the blown Achilles.
It scares me more than anything else in my life.
So I feel like, I don't know. Well, one, you really have to stretch your soleuses.
The old soleus.
Well, seriously, you do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an important, a lot of people think it's just calf stretches, but I learned in yoga that it's not just calf stretches if you want to protect your Achilles.
Yeah.
You also need to stretch your soleus, which is a muscle inside the calf, way deep in there, and it's kind of hard to stretch, but it connects to the Achilles.
I have
very important.
I have two little programs that I do. One for my back that I do probably 4 times a week, and I do one about 2 to 3 times a week. I have no idea if they're based on anything. It's one of those things that you found that, like, personal trainers on the internet, and one is supposed to, and the back one that I do is great. I haven't had back problems in years. The Achilles one is a series of stretches and like calf strengthening exercises and the, like your shin. Supposedly it's meant to bulletproof your Achilles because I'm terrified of it.
So anyway, what was I going to tell you?
Every grown man is, it's like the middle-aged man's fear.
Well, what I was thinking was, when you're a professional athlete and the clock is a ticking on your career and you're making all this money, I mean, at what point do you get back out there? It's like, I get it. If it's close, like, I feel like Christian McCaffrey was playing with fire a little bit with this last year.
Yep.
Didn't pop. Certainly Kevin Durant did.
Mm-hmm.
And it popped.
Yeah, but I mean, he was in the middle of
I know.
The NBA playoffs.
But what I'm saying is when you're Anthony Davis, like, at what level can you, it's never going to get to where it might not pop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what is the point where you just go play?
Yeah.
Well, and you can't be, because you fear it, you know it's possible. So you're making, I don't know, how much did that guy make? $40 million?
At least.
Get out there.
I think the idea, how do I say this? Like,
does he have to be pain-free? Does he have to?
I think the idea from Dallas is they're just, to me, when I read this today, it simply meant if you're the Dallas Mavericks, you believe that eventually he's going to blow an Achilles and you need to get him out of town before he does. And if you're Anthony Davis, like, the fact that this is even a conversation, I am just at the point, whether it was Tyrese Halliburton or Richard Sherman or Jason Tate, when I hear that you have a sore calf, I assume, is it a matter of time? Damian Lillard, by the way, battled sore calves for a while. Remember, that was always kind of one of those things? And what did Damian Lillard have eventually? Blew out his Achilles.
But wait, this is my point. When you have a sore calf, I get it, you rest.
Yeah.
When your calf is no longer sore, you still could pop your Achilles.
Yes.
Like it's,
yes.
Like it's not, it's, like,
it's always there. I just feel like in this day and age, for whatever reason, and by the way, like I went into a deep dive a while ago trying to see if there was anyone that had an idea of why the Achilles tear has become so prevalent. And there's different theories out there. I read a bunch of different stuff, but there's no definitive answer. I just feel like if you are battling calf problems and it, like Christian McCaffrey, if you put a gun to my head or like my money and I had to gamble and say within a year, does Christian McCaffrey blow his Achilles? I'd say, yeah, very few people battle chronic calf problems and then magically get better. I think it's just the canary in the coal mine. So if you're Anthony Davis, I think you're terrified of it. And so, yeah, you sit there and baby it because you're trying to prolong, until the inevitable happens.
But you baby it. What does that mean? You never play? Like, how do you baby an Achilles? You're playing basketball. You're going to pivot. You're going to land on it. You're going to, like, you can't baby your Achilles.
It sure seems very difficult to do.
So, Mike, this is back to my point.
I think, when
do you know you should play?
I think when you have something to play for. But when you're a Dallas team with a rookie playing out of position at point guard, your second best player that's not even playing, and you have a history of not being available, and you came into camp 15 pounds overweight, and you're trying to play yourself back into shape, that is not the time to decide to press it. I remember Richard Sherman was in the playoffs was going down the stretch when Seattle was in championship mode, and Richard Sherman said, I know that my Achilles is, he came out and said it. He goes, I know what I'm battling, and it's not going to get better, so I'm going to keep playing, and fingers crossed, and when it pops, it pops. And sure enough, like 3 weeks later, it popped. But that was a guy that was like, I am trying to win a Super Bowl. And if Anthony Davis, if this is the start of the playoffs, then I would say, Anthony Davis, dude, you nut up and you pull a Tyrese Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton last year was in the midst of one of the great heaters we've seen in playoff history. Everyone and their grandmother knew that was going to go. That entire playoff run, that guy was playing on a calf that he could barely walk. And yet he would sit out a game and then he would come back and everyone knew. And then it popped. But for him and that organization, and by the way, this season is now lost. I don't know if you see an Indiana doing, they stink. But for them, it was worth it because he was sniffing a title. So I think that's where this comes into play. Like Christian McCaffrey, if you get to the end of the year and you don't believe that San Francisco has a chance to win a title and your calf starts going again, then I think you pull the cord. If all of a sudden you're in the wild card round and everyone's getting healthy, although your defense isn't, but if you look at that and you're like, hey guys, at the end of the year, we've beat Seattle twice. And we're competing with the Rams. Then I think that's where you run the risk. But Anthony Davis is not going to, dude, that guy is the last guy that's going to push an injury. And it doesn't sound like Dallas wants to, because they're trying to get him out of town.
Well, that makes sense. I get that. Future Blazer Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before he suits up alongside Tumani Kamara and Denny Abdia, and they're the best defensive team in the league for all of maybe 30 minutes, and then he goes down with a torn Achilles.
Till it goes. Yep.
Couple of texts, 503-864-6326. Tore my Achilles playing pickleball, and I never even had a calf problem. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, here's another, says, I'm 62, in shape, ride my bike, lift 5 days a week. Blew up my Achilles falling off a ladder.
Yep. I had a friend of mine whose wife tore hers playing pickleball, and I was like, oh. And he goes, no, she just stepped, dude. He goes, it was literally just,
exactly.
It was not an explosive movement. He said that she like went to take a serve, stepped forward to serve a pickleball.
Yep.
Blew it.
That's it.
He just.
Here's one. It says, my best friend's 51. Tore his Achilles jumping off the couch celebrating the Oregon interception against Penn State.
Yes. Who was it?
That's rough.
Drake Greenlaw, Super Bowl, balling his ass off. Niners defense looks great. He was on the sideline and started jogging back on the field from the sideline, tore his Achilles. There has to be something we're doing in the way we train, in the way we eat, the microplastic, I don't know, COVID shot, Joe Rogan, something is going on. Because growing up, Achilles injuries were not like this. And now it feels like they happen every single week. And to the guy saying 6 months recovery surgery, BS. Mm-mm. Try a year and almost everyone that comes back is a shadow of their former self. You have some guy used to be like a career ender. You do get guys that come back and are still productive, but very, very few people come back or are anywhere near the same player, which is kind of one. I want to see the Damian Lillard thing. Lillard will come back and be what, 34, I believe, coming off that Achilles tear, I'll be interested to see what he looks like.
Okay. Well, I guess until the trade happens,
sit him down.
We'll just keep talking about football.
There you go.
I have point spreads for you.
Okay. I don't need a point spread in my UMass game.
No, you don't. No. You're just on the money line, bro. You got balls.
Hell yeah.
Balls of steel. Betting on an 0-9 team.
Dude,
they're 0-20 against FBS.
Is that even on TV?
Tonight's the night. I don't know. That's a good question.
I got to find out how to watch that.
Yeah, we need to watch that. No, I've got the lines for the potential college football playoff games. You know, somebody yelled at me yesterday. The listeners get very angry.
Oh, boy.
And they said, Rop, there's no way Notre Dame would be favored over Oregon. Well, I have the point spreads.
Okay.
And we will get to that. And it's from an actual odds maker. Yeah. We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. All right, Klein, where are Minutemen play tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's about to get underway.
Hold on. Yeah, wait. That's good. It's probably going to be like an ESPN Plus situation.
I don't think so. Not on a Wednesday. Yeah, ESPNU.
Yeah,
so we're about to kick, bro. Are you nervous?
I think anytime $58 is on the line,
yeah, here it is
bullets.
Right here. Yeah, ESPNU. I got it right here, bro. Let's go.
When I watched Oregon State Appalachian State,
that game.
Did anyone else watch that game?
I watched the end of it because it was coming down to the wire.
So I don't know what network that's on because, like, on my little streaming box, I can just go to NCAA football, scroll down, find it. But I think it was an ESPN Plus game. Hand to God, that was run with a camera from like 1962. It was not in HD.
Yeah.
That was the worst. Like, I was shocked.
We couldn't really tell what was happening.
You had no idea. And like one camera they had on field level was like a modern camera. So anytime like it was an above view, like 90% of the time you're like, what the hell is this? It's like 1984. And then they would cut to the field view and you're like, my God, just stay there. Like, I can see everything. And it was, like, local, like, teen broadcasters. I think they found, like, a 16-year-old high school kid. That was like, hey, do you want to do an App State game? And he's like, sure. West Virginia, woo! I've never seen a worse production. And I'm terrified that when we tune in to our UMass Minutemen that we're going to get a little taste of that.
We deserve better, don't we?
Well, you become spoiled because you're used to all games being professionally done, whether it's the CW, ESPN, Fox Sports, whatever, and then you see App State and their home production, and it just so happens that Oregon State gets caught up into that, and I just was like, this is how bad it's gotten, that this is where your game is being broadcast. It's bad. So did you find this on YouTube TV?
It's ESPNU.
Oh, ESPNU?
Yeah. All right. So whatever, I don't know. We got a million apps.
I didn't know if you were on Hulu on YouTube TV.
The YouTube TV ESPN thing?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Is that still going on?
Yes. They got me again. I've been de-pantsed and rammed again.
It happens.
Dude, so I have YouTube TV.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to the point spreads next segment. Okay, just real quick.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody else has done this. Listen, I have to watch football.
Yeah.
Okay?
Gotta watch it.
ABC ESPN is not on YouTube TV right now because they're fighting like little girls.
Yes.
So I went and got the 5-day Fubo trial.
Okay.
So I have everything on, I have Fox and all that on YouTube TV. Mm-hmm. That's what I normally have. My wife watches it, you know, so we just keep that.
Sure.
It's about the same price.
Yeah.
And then in Fubo, I've got the 5-day free trial. Okay. So then I get to Monday night where it's like time to decide, should I switch to Fubo and just go there?
Okay.
And just ditch YouTube TV because I'm just, and I don't really care. I have no affinity for YouTube TV other than it is slightly better interface. I found that YouTube TV kind of pixelated a lot, or it was kind of weird. Like I think maybe my preference would have been slightly to stay with YouTube TV. Okay. Well, then I Google, I'm like, well, can I switch? Can I, cause I bought the Sunday ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That's on YouTube TV. Can I still watch the Sunday ticket, which is a separate payment and subscription?
Sure.
If I bag YouTube TV channels.
Makes sense. Fair question.
Internet told me no.
Mm.
So now I have to stay with YouTube TV because I'm not ditching the NFL Sunday ticket. I paid for it. So now, guess what happened? I got charged for Fubo. I'm stuck.
Get screwed. This is like when.
So now I have to pay for both.
This is like when you went away from Comcast because you got all pissy, and then like a week later you had to come back because there wasn't another option.
Well, I just, you know, yeah. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
I want to switch to Fubo, but I didn't think about the NFL Sunday Ticket part of it.
Yeah, there's nothing. Like, it's
so
just,
there's nothing I can do.
Go to your credit card. Say hey. I didn't mean to buy this subscription. They might.
Subscription for what?
For Fubo.
For Fubo.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah, but I want ESPN. That's the problem.
Ah, dang it. Yeah, you're screwed. You're screwed, bro.
I am screwed.
I've got my buddy's dad, the great Liquor Rick. He's big sports guy, and he's very confused because he doesn't have ESPN now. And
so he uses YouTube TV.
Yeah, he's a YouTube TV guy. And he doesn't have ESPN, and I feel so bad. feel so bad for him. Because he has no way of operating, like it's not happening.
It's not going to happen.
Liquor Rick, he's there, he's not switching, and he has no idea how to go on streaming or whatever. So the Packers were playing the other night, and Liquor Rick was texting me, because he was following along on ESPN.com, you know, they do like they'll give you the play-by-play, but it doesn't really say what happens, it just says incomplete or whatever. So I was having to live text Liquor Rick the descriptions of the plays, the final like minute and a half, 2 minutes of the game. He's a tired Packers guy. I felt so bad for him. I just see him sitting there in front of his computer being like, what the hell was that? And then I thought about just like seeing if I could like Facebook, FaceTime him and then just hold it up to my TV and be like, here, man, just watch.
That would have been the better play.
Yeah. Although I'm not certain he knew how to work FaceTime. You know, it's... Can be a little bit rough.
It's got to be easier than this.
It should be. It really should be.
All right. Well, I wanted to vent, but tonight I have UMass because I have Fubo.
Yeah.
Although I'm here.
Starts here in 3 minutes.
So we have the lines. Okay. Notre Dame, Oregon, Ohio State. All of the college football playoff games.
Yes.
If the bracket that was revealed yesterday were played this weekend,
what do we got? Yeah.
We have the point spreads. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.